This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, folks, you got to hold on to something if I'm going to tell you this. According to a new study, a new poll, 1 in 5 young Americans has a positive view of Osama bin Laden. All right? I mean, this is where it is. And also, the survey found that 3 in 10 Gen Z voters believe the views of Osama bin Laden were a force for good, quote unquote. I got to tell you again, folks, I don't know where we're going off the rails, but we're off the rails. We're way far off the rails at this point, and something has got to be done. But that's what we're all about right here on this program. That's what you're about, and we are glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you again this morning. Here we are on this Thursday morning edition of the show. Hope that you are well, and hope that you have some great New Year's plans, hopefully a quiet New Year's. Basically, I think, and when I say quiet, I just mean uneventful. I mean, you can have fun and, you know, get with friends and have a party and this kind of stuff, but nothing untoward happening, and hopefully it'll be a safe New Year for everybody, as we were just talking about with Denise Simon last hour. There are a lot of concerns, not only, you know, for the big celebration that goes on every year in New York City, with the ball dropping in Times Square and so forth, but all over the country, big major cities, what we're seeing with these protests, these Palestinian protests that shut down the entrance way to LAX and JFK, this is, unfortunately, I think, the harbinger of things to come, trying to make people's lives miserable, basically, as we were talking about earlier. But again, once again, folks, welcome back to the show. It's Thursday morning, and we have so much to tell you about and talk about. One of the top stories we looked at earlier on hour number one was this story from Newsmax. The House, of course, is now probing to see if there's any kind of conspiracy to obstruct Congress with the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden issue, the subpoena that was issued for Hunter Biden. Again, this from Newsmax. The House impeachment inquiry is now investigating whether President Joe Biden engaged in a conspiracy to obstruct, sending a letter to White House counsel seeking documents on Biden's coordination with son Hunter, defying a congressional subpoena. All right? And so the letter seeks all the documents, communications sent or received regarding knowledge of Hunter Biden's compliance with the subpoena and his planned news conference to announce his defiance of it. The letter reads in part, on December 13th, Mr. Biden did not appear for the deposition as required by the committee's subpoenas, the letter says. Instead, Mr. Biden appeared on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol with his attorney, and also Representative Eric Swalwell, right? And Feng Feng was not there. I'm pretty sure. I mean, we can look at the video, but no. As far as I know, Feng Feng was not there. Eric Swalwell, you know, what is he doing there? But the letter goes on. Mr. Biden gave a lengthy public statement to an assembly of reporters in which he made several statements that are relevant to the House's impeachment inquiry, including, and this is key, including representations about his business activities, assertions about President Biden's awareness and financial involvement in these activities, and attacks on the committee's inquiry. The statement from the White House acknowledging President Biden's involvement came from Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who said President Biden was, quote, certainly familiar with what his son was going to say. Aha! As they say. Ms. Jean-Pierre's statement, this from the letter now, Ms. Jean-Pierre's statement that the president had some amount of advanced knowledge that Mr. Biden would choose to defy two congressional subpoenas. The letter says, under the relevant section of the criminal code, it is unlawful to, quote, corruptly endeavor to influence, obstruct, or impede the due and proper exercise of the power of inquiry under which any investigation or inquiry is being had by any committee of either House or joint committee of the Congress. So, folks, now this, again, this is part of this impeachment inquiry, all these things that have come to light. Now, one of the interesting things about this is that up to this point, the impeachment inquiry has been looking for things that Joe Biden may or may not have done, may or may not have been involved with, based on what we know about Hunter and Burisma and the Hunter laptop and the business dealings and dealings with China and the influence peddling, all these things, which Jonathan Turley, I think, put so well, where he said that the threshold for this was met long ago. And the need to move forward with the impeachment inquiry was certainly wholly legitimate and lawful and necessary, all these things. And but they were looking at different things that might have transpired, you know, in, especially even when Biden was vice president, for example, but also while president. And the main argument against the impeachment inquiry was that they weren't looking for something that was done like, for lack of a better term, out in the open, an act, right? If you base it on the phone call, right, the perfect phone call, that's, for better or for worse, that's what they were basing it on the first time around with Donald Trump, these kinds of things. In other words, can you point to an act that the president did? The president suspended thus and such and therefore should be impeached, or the president did this act and he has no power to do, so therefore we're impeaching him for that. So you couldn't point to that at this point. But right now, this potential obstruction of Congress, I think, has got them quaking in their proverbial boots, because it is something that they could point to, because even Karine Jean-Pierre went out there and said, well, yeah, of course he knows about this stuff. And that could be, you know, famous last words, as they say. Because if they get into this and they find any other documentation and all this is wrapped up, by the way, it's all so closely knit together. I don't know how they could extract it all on the White House side and say, nope, nothing there. They will try that. But this could be a very, very interesting avenue, shall we say. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. We're coming right back after this short break.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Rocking in through this Thursday morning edition. Good morning to you if you're just starting to wake up and see the new day dawning here. It's a lot of fun this morning here on this Thursday edition. And we are going to be talking, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, so definitely stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's with Concerned Veterans for America. We speak with them every Thursday morning at the bottom of the hour of hour number 4 or 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time, basically. Again, he's with Concerned Veterans for America, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A, .org. And we always have so many great things to talk about, what they're doing to help our vets, and what they're doing also to influence policy. And right now, again, for our active military, and right now, what's happening, especially in Syria, our troops are always under threat. And, of course, we had those airstrikes the other day in response to attack, and also some injuries, one very serious, we understand, for one of our military's members. This is not acceptable, is it, folks? Is it? And so they're there, they're in harm's way, and what can we do about it? These are some of the things we talk about with Jimmy T. Smith. So stay tuned for the bottom of the hour. Well, Mayor Eric Adams, we talked about him a little bit throughout the program this morning. Certainly, you know, he's put together this executive order in New York City, regarding the migrant buses that come in. They can only come in from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. They have to drop everybody off at a specific location, and they want to try to impound these buses or give massive fines to the bus drivers and the corporations and so forth, because they just can't stand it anymore. They just can't stand it anymore about this whole thing having to do with the migrants being dropped off in the sanctuary city of all places. In the sanctuary city. So, as I said earlier on the show, well, just stop being a sanctuary city. Go out and declare, maybe by executive order, you're not a sanctuary city anymore. But this from the New York Post, Adams says he can't get a meeting with Biden. As thousands of migrants stream into New York City, quote, it baffles me, unquote. Mayor Eric Adams said Tuesday he's baffled he can't get a meeting with the White House to talk about the Big Apple's burgeoning migrant crisis, even as thousands of asylum seekers arrive in the city every week. The federal government said to New York City, quote, we're not going to do our job. You do our job. You take care of 4,000 people a week, Eric. You and your team, Adams said at the press conference. Now, by the way, the mayor of Chicago, I think, is also pretty up in arms. He's not happy about this and basically saying, you know, this is all unsustainable without federal assistance. And he's basically, you know, just saying, look, you know, we put people into shelters, we do all this stuff, and we need more coordination and help from the federal government. Well, you know, doesn't it all, in my humble opinion, doesn't it all kind of start with the fact that we don't have any serious border security, or the borders actually closed. It's, you know, you've got people pouring across the border, and this all just, you know, happens as a result of that. You know, Eric Adams wouldn't have these problems if Governor Abbott didn't have these problems, you know, for example. Governor Abbott, oh, by the way, Texas and the border towns there, which are not sanctuary cities, by the way, are they just supposed to take care of all this too? I mean, you know, New York and Chicago are really complaining about this. But I guess, and there's going to be no real federal help, I guess, for the for Texas, for example. I mean, in the grand sense of it all, it just, you know, got to deal with thousands and thousands and thousands of people that come across the border in very short periods of time. So Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago or Mayor Eric Adams, you know, it's not funny anymore, is it? And so again, he says, it baffles me. This is Eric Adams. I have to keep hammering away at this. I'm really pleased that we're now getting a chorus of other cities that are joining us. Well, why not really call upon the federal government, not just to do its job with the people that are already coming into your city, but maybe stopping the border from being so porous? I don't know. I don't know if that's just common sense, but it seems like it to me. All right, we got Backgammon Bob calling us back this morning. Good morning again, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Is a veteran guy there?
He's going to come on at the bottom of the hour. That's right.
Oh, at the bottom of the hour?
Yeah, okay. Bottom of the hour.
I thought he was there now.
No, but we're going to be talking.
I had a question I wanted to ask him.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, you can either call back or you want to stay on hold. That's fine, too, but you just let me know.
Yeah, I'll call back.
Okay, sounds good. All right, yeah, Jimmy T. Smith, we always enjoy talking with him, and he will be here at the bottom of the hour, and we're always glad to hear from Backgammon Bob as well. And so once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. If you also may have a question as we begin to talk with Jimmy T. Smith here at the bottom of the hour. Well, of course, you know, we've covered a lot of stuff this morning, by the way. I mean, there are news days where it just seems like it's just coming out you from all kinds of different angles, from the protesters to the politics that are going on, and certainly, you know, this idea of Vivek Ramaswamy, that was brought up as well earlier. I think that, you know, a lot of this stuff now is going to start to kind of, for lack of a better expression, maybe sort of smooth out in the sense that some of these candidates who haven't been able to get really real traction, they may have had some money to spend, but they're not getting the traction. They're going to have to make some pretty difficult decisions here. You know, decisions they don't want to do because they really want to stay in the race, but it's just not in the cards right now, for them. And this is a very interesting and very different kind of election cycle. because we've never really had a viable ex-president, you know, coming back, trying to run again. You know, it'd be as if, you know, I'm just saying this kind of facetiously, but it'd be as if Jimmy Carter, you know, came back 4 years later and says, you know, Reagan's got it all wrong. You know, I can put it all back, you know, this kind of stuff. And because he was a one-termer, or you think George H.W. Bush come back, during the Bill Clinton reelection campaign and say, no, you know, this is all wrong and I can do this and such. That would never be viable. And also it kind of abrogates, you know, the sort of unwritten law about ex-presidents. Ex-presidents typically are expected to sort of fade away into the background when a new president comes in, whether they're a one-termer or a two-termer. And I know to some degree Obama has not done that also. But Trump is completely the exception to this, right? And why wouldn't he be? I mean, we're not surprised about that at all. President Trump has stayed so vocal and so active and so out there. And one would think maybe if he didn't do that, he wouldn't have the support that he has right now, because he's been building that basically since day one, as the saying goes. But we've never had a viable ex-president come in with the real possibility and looks like inevitability, if the polls are to be believed. Once people start voting, we'll have a lot more, you know, more facts to drive that with. But we've never had a viable ex-president come in with the real possibility or inevitability to get the nomination and go back into the general campaign and then try to beat the very person who won the last election, basically. We've never really seen this in American history. We've seen Teddy Roosevelt, right, try to come back with like a third party thing. But these situations are almost apples and oranges, basically. But nevertheless, you do have these other candidates that are going to have to start making some decisions on what they're going to be able to do, to get away with here. And they're not going to be able to stay in much longer if, in fact, we start seeing this voting happen and then Trump really continues to stay on top. Now, things that could be disruptors for that could be convictions, could be other kinds of political problems that crop up. But nevertheless, it looks like we're heading that direction. Now, what the Democrats do, that's going to be the thing to watch. That's going to be the thing to watch. Is it going to be Biden still, or will we see somebody like a Gavin Newsom? But even so, yes, he's dynamic, all these things. But, you know, it's hard. You know, what was it, Yogi Berra, right? It's hard. Predictions about the future are hard, especially about the future or something like that. So you never know. We've got 2 or 3 months down the line. Things could be real different. But right now, it's just still chaos. Folks, stay right there. When we come back, we've got Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And we continue through the Thursday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're heading to the new year, by the way. Happy New Year to everybody. And we hope that you have some great New Year's plans. And we hope that 2024 is going to be a wonderful and prosperous New Year for you. And, of course, here we are, folks. We've reached the point of the program. Here we are, Thursday morning. It's the bottom of the hour of hour number four. And we've got none other than Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. The website is cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. Good morning, Jimmy. I hope that you had a great Christmas.
Good morning, Kyle. Yes, I did. It was very nice to be around family and friends and, of course, celebrate the birth of our Savior. And we're also looking forward to this next year and, you know, Concerned Veterans for America, all of us continuing to work to, hopefully set America on a realism and restraint foreign policy and be able to help guide America when it comes to the issues of keeping its promise with veterans and veterans health care.
Well, indeed. And I've been wanting to ask you about these retaliations that Joe Biden did, of course, because one of the things Concerned Veterans for America does is try to influence policy for our active military. And we've talked many times about how our troops, especially in Syria, are truly in harm's way. And one of the service people involved in this, one of the soldiers, was severely injured. And this is, again, one of the reasons why these retaliations were put in place just last week or last few days.
Well, yeah. And, you know, one of the big things when you hear all this is you're always hearing them saying that, you know, this is the retaliations to show them how, you know, they're not to mess with the U.S. and everything. And we'll do anything. They'll say this over and over. We'll do anything to keep our troops safe. Well, the anything part is the lie in that, because part of that anything could be the withdrawal of those troops and should be the withdrawal of those troops, because being in Syria has no strategic significance on America's security. And it doesn't deal in the reality that by being there, we're just simply providing American servicemen and women as targets for the situation. And people say, well, we have to be there to show our resilience. That's not true, because as Reagan pulled out our troops out of Lebanon, he was told the same thing. We had to be there to maintain significance and things like that on the world stage. Drew them out of there. We did not lose any of our significant ability to influence world policy. We used diplomacy and economics instead, and we basically still stayed engaged in other means. We just didn't stay engaged militarily. And we can use that same lesson on Syria and Iraq, mind you, that would prevent us from having to put our men and women needlessly in jeopardy.
Well, 100% agree, and because they are, and it's just getting worse. There's no doubt about that right now, and they're looking to do something to try to try to really expand this. Well, one of the things too, Jimmy, over at the website cv4a.org, I was looking at that earlier, and you've got the year in review, the 10 worst fails of the VA for 2023. One of them is incredibly concerning. They all are, obviously, but one of them stands out that says a veteran dies after a VA hospital couldn't confirm he was a veteran. That's terrible.
And that actually happened in Gainesville, Florida, and what happened was he was getting treatment at the Gainesville Hospital, Malcolm Randall VA Hospital in Gainesville, and as part of that, they were like, okay, well, you're doing better. Let's go ahead and send you home and everything. Goes home, has more complications from the issues he was already seeing them with, gets the paramedics to bring him to Malcolm Randall Hospital in Gainesville, Florida, and this is, again, the VA hospital that he was going to, and they could not recognize him as a veteran. And you know there's that, what they call the golden hour, the golden hour for medical care, where you have a higher chance of survivability. Well, they delayed him as they kept denying that he was a veteran and things like that. They subsequently sent him off to another hospital emergency room, which he sought care. He did pass away. The VA's own Office of Inspector General determined that delay was likely one of the causes for his death. So his health obviously was an issue, but the mitigating factor of him being delayed was also a factor that the VA's own Office of Inspector General determined helped cause his death.
Wow. I mean, this is just horrible and completely unacceptable. And you know, Jimmy, we have a caller holding on the line here, but before we get to the caller, there was another aspect of one of these fails for 2023. Again, as we're sort of looking back over the year, looking towards the new year, but it has to do with whistleblowers showing that basically retaliation against them is rising for those who try to, call out these issues at the VA.
You know, one of the things, Kyle, is that we hear stories all the time from veterans, but the most significant is when we hear it from those who are working within the VA healthcare system. And we have concerned veterans are, relatively often reached out to by these individuals who want to see the VA providing good quality care. So these people who care enough to risk their career are willing to step out and say, hey, here's what's broken, here's what's wrong. They should have protections currently under law, but the VA is ignoring that law. So that's why we're supporting Representative Boss' effort under the Restore VA Accountability Act that also protects whistleblowers, because these individuals need to be protected. But it's a shame. Here's people, really, this is who we should look up to at the VA. I know quite often we're critical of them, but those people at the VA who are willing to step up and put their career in line, say, this is wrong, and we should not be doing this to veterans, those people should be protected.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, if you'd like to take a quick telephone call, I think we got somebody lined up here. It's Backgammon Bob, and Backgammon Bob, you're on with Jimmy T. Smith.
Yeah, Mr. Jimmy, I'd like to ask you, one question is, what is one of the biggest things that you cannot get care for at the VA unless you are a percentage veteran or whatever they call it, a
connected disability veteran, and I'm a veteran. I was in the Vietnam era, and I can't get any, and that is dental. And dental can cause a lot of problems and major problems. And I think this is one area where the VA could step up and give dental care to all the veterans. And I think this is maybe because of politics, the fact that maybe they don't, dentists have said they don't want to do it or whatever. I don't know. What do you think? Do you have enough influence to maybe bring this up to some congresspeople or something?
Good question. Good question. What do you think, Jimmy?
Well, we know there's, it's not only dental, there's a lot of care that is not offered to veterans if they're not service-connected. That's one of the challenges, is because the VA is supposed to be first and foremost based off of service-connected disabilities. But the thing that you can do is when you go back and look at your care to make sure you are service-connected, almost every veteran who has ever served has put their body or their health on the line, either through dealing with physical issues, dealing with psychological issues, trauma, PTSD, and things like that, or dealing with the issues of the chemicals, the forever chemicals that are found on ships in the Navy, found on bases around the world. I mean, there are so many issues. I would suggest that he go back and look into his past service and try to identify his service with what is already eligible. He may very well already be eligible and just has not identified that area of eligibility for himself. And I know Bob is in Florida. If he looks into SRQ vets, there's some leaders in that group there that could probably guide him into being able to address those issues.
Well, very good. Now, I think that's very helpful. And Beck and Bob, does that help you?
Well, what I'm trying to say is this. If they're willing to if they treat me for heart disease, if they treat me for cancer, why can't they treat me for dental, which can cause a lot of problems?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying is, why can't this be extended? Why does it have to be service-connected disability?
Okay, so but what I think what Jimmy was saying was, am I right, Jimmy, that go back through your records, you may be already eligible for
that's
such
not,
a thing.
That's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that this dental should be extended to all qualified veterans. If you're qualified to go to the VA to get cancer treatment or a heart treatment, why can't you be qualified to go to get dental treatment, since bad dental treatment can cause a lot of issues,
Lot
of problems?
Well, that's a good point. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
Well, as far as if you're already getting care, that means you're probably already service-connected. That means that you're more than likely eligible. But the thing is, they don't give veterans dental care unless you're 100% rated.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we believe you should or shouldn't, that is the current policy. The problem we're having is to address that right now overlooks the fact that veterans just in general are not getting the care that they've earned in the first place. So that would be something on the ladder to work towards, but right now the priority should be making sure that veterans get that life-saving care first and foremost.
Indeed.
And yes, dental is good.
Indeed. Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Take care. All right, Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. We're coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do. Do, 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 do.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Ohio Woman.
Sip that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent.
All right.
Myself, I'm so pretty.
If this doesn't get you going, I don't know what will, but we are heading into the final segment of the program this morning, everybody, and we're having a lot of fun. Thursday morning has been just a blast here on the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you. Glad that you're there. Hope that you're going to have a great day, by the way, as we head into New Year's. You know, the year has gone by pretty fast. At least for me, but there's been a lot of stuff going on this year for everybody. As we head into 2024, of course, you know, I sure hope that things just go well and just pan out in every possible way. Well, for California, though, for California, this from Fox Business, the population of California posted a decline of tens of thousands in 2023. Among them are some of the wealthiest Californians who account for a sizable portion of the state's tax base. The state's population dropped by about 75,400 over 12 months, bringing it to over 38.96 million as of July 1st, the U.S. Census Bureau estimated Tuesday. Those figures were part of a wider release from the Census Bureau regarding the population of the country as a whole and its 50 states. Tax Foundation Vice President of State Projects Jared Walczak told Fox Business in a Thursday afternoon interview that California's migration numbers were at even more stark than the newly released population figures. Okay, California had a total of over 399,400 tax returns leave the state, and over 241,200 come into the state in 2020 to 2021, resulting in a net loss of about 158,000, according to IRS migration data. For individuals, the IRS said the state netted over 331,000 fewer people in that time frame. All right. So basically, of course, California is getting a drain, and I kind of wonder why. I mean, being here in California is definitely up close personal view here, but generally speaking, it's hard to find people who say, well, you know, they want to leave the weather and all this kind of stuff, but the politics, the monoparty system, and I'll tell you all about the monoparty system. What's the monoparty system look like? Well, it looked like this. It looks like Republicans need not even show up to the legislature. It looks like Republicans don't even have to run for office, it seems like. And by the way, when you have statewide elections and you have primaries, you know, I guess they call it a jungle primary because you have all these, you can vote for all these different people, different parties. Well, the top two vote getters are the ones that get the runoff basically for the statewide election, even if those two people are from the same exact party. So it's no longer the Republicans nominate somebody, the Democrats nominate somebody, and then you have another campaign. Right? The statewide campaign where you make your case to the people of California and maybe you could get a Republican senator, you know, in your dreams, right? I know that, in your dreams. But now it's just take your pick between the two Democrats. That just doesn't feel like a choice, does it? So there's a lot of apathy that results in that. But this from the article, this is pretty interesting. Roughly 40% of revenue that California brings in on a yearly basis from personal income tax comes from the top 1% of taxpayers in the state. So get this again, 40% about of the revenue from personal income tax comes from 1% of taxpayers in the state. So you tell me who's paying their fair share. Okay? That's, I think, a very, very, very good question. Who's actually paying their fair share? Or is somebody not paying their fair share? Because that's the old adage now. That's the propaganda. That's the truism, as it were, that's made up to be a truism. You know, people got to pay their fair share. What's happening is that these people just aren't paying their fair share. And if they're not paying their fair share, it means they're just giving everybody else a hard time with this. And it's on to the backs of the taxpayers. 40% is paid by 1%. So it's kind of hard to argue with that, don't you think? But of course they do, because that's all part of the agenda. It's all part of that kind of propaganda that goes on for something like that. But once again, folks, you're with us here this Thursday morning. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Also, you can head over to my home website, Kyle Warren Show, by the way, if you'd like to send a direct message. And simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and they'll come right through to us for the program here. So we'd love to hear from you as well. And by the way, folks, again, quick program note, we're going to be here, of course, this is a Thursday morning. We'll be here Friday morning. We're going to be out of the studio on Saturday morning for the weekend show. Folks are going to have a little bit of time off, of course. And then we're going to come back Wednesday morning, and that's, we'll come back live then. We'll have some encore performances, best of shows up to that point on New Year's Day and on January 2nd. But January 3rd, kind of like the pattern we had with the Christmas holiday, we're back live on Wednesday. So, and by the way, you know, again, as we're looking forward to 2024, I absolutely have faith that we're going to see some really good things in this new year. We're going to be able to, I think, make a great case to the American people about, you know, the changes that need to be made. the direction that we need to go? Because every poll we see, this massive amount of people think the country's on the wrong track. Now, and by the way, I think we had a caller earlier that talked about, well, but Joe Biden's still up around 39% or this kind of thing in polls. And that may be true, but that's not just about Joe Biden. It's about the Democrat, basically. And so some voters across the country are not going to say to themselves, well, I'm not really happy with what Joe Biden's doing, but so I'm going to vote for Trump. This kind of they may not be able to bring themselves to do that because they're just so firmly entrenched in being a Democrat or being a liberal or being on the left, basically. So any Democrat is going to garner their support no matter what. So I think that whole thing is baked in. But where it really becomes significant, I think, is where you have the independents and you have others and you have other rank and file Democrats who do say to themselves, you know, I've had it with Joe Biden. I've had it with many of these policies that we're seeing that are just destroying everything, that are just creating so much more chaos than they ever fix anything because they don't really fix anything, right? And so they are also, you know, in a prime zone to move over and vote for a Republican, basically, Trump or whomever. But obviously it looks like right now it would be Trump. But so that's where this election is going to be won or lost. But I don't put too much stock in the idea that 39% approximately, given the whatever poll, you know, is supporting Biden. Because I think he's just, in some people's mind, just a placeholder. And so definitely that's, again, where I think this is going to play out. But 2024 is going to be that opportunity. And between now and next November, as we talk about these different things, and I guarantee you there's going to be things that happen. I don't mean some black swan event or something like that, but there are going to be things that happen as people start getting closer to this election and more people that aren't necessarily always invested in the day-to-day political machinations. They're going to start paying a lot more attention, and then they are going to ask the question. Are they going to ponder the question? The question that nobody over in the Democrat Party elite wants you to think about, ponder, question, or enunciate, or even whisper in hushed tones with people at a restaurant, for example. And that is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? People are going to start asking themselves that question in earnest because the election's going to be looming. And they're going to start looking at their lives and they're going to start looking at their neighbors and people are going to be talking. And there's going to be, I think, a voice rising up across the land that says, no, we're not better off than we were 4 years ago. Maybe. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. It's been a great morning. I want you to go out there and make it a great day today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to you, the listeners. Thanks to the callers. We are going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right back here. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.